Parshas Baaloischa, the Menorah. In Balaturim state that it says Menorah four times in the Parsha. First, it's a remiss to the Gemara Menachas Daf Chof Ches that a Menorah is allowed to be made out of four different materials. And it's also a remiss to the four Menorahs that was in the Simchas Beis HaSheva. There was four Menorahs. And it also, it says Kain Oses HaMenorah, Kain is 70, because Shloimeh HaMelech made 10 menorahs besides the menorah of Moshe, and that's altogether 70 neighbors. Each menorah of Shlomo also was 7. So that's Cain, Os, Es, HaMenorah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, that it says menorah four times in the parasha, twice it's Moleh with a Vav, and twice it's Choser. So he says, what's the Indian? Two is Moleh, two is Choser, because in history there was four menorahs. Originally there was the menorah of Zav. Then, in the times of the Yevonim, when the Chashmonaim were re-establishing the Beis HaMikdash, first they made a menorah of Mateches, He'eshiru, they made a menorah of Kesef, and finally they re-established the menorah of Zav. So altogether there's four menorahs, two of Zav, the first and the last, and in the middle was two Choser, two menorahs that were not Zav, Mateches and Kesef. Ba'aloisras HaNeiris, the Medrash writes, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need our oyer? Amale HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moyshe loy b'shvil sh'ani tzorech l'neiros, his harticha al l'neiros. Elo l'zakoyschem. And this medrash could be read l'zakoyschem, a lashon of schus, to give you a schus, or a lashon of zako. Shem and Zayis zoch, l'zakoyschem, to make you zak, zach. L'zakoyschem. And then the medrash brings, the pasuk says, yoda ma b'chashucha unahoyre imesharya. Laila kayon yor kechashecha ka'ira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's kulay or. And it says that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he did it different than regular Bnei Adam. Regular Bnei Adam makes a chaloin, he makes the chaloin tsar b'chutz, and it widens inside because he wants the sun, the light from outside, to enter into his house. Abba Shlomo was born in the chaloinis of the Beis HaMikdash, fakert, tsaris mi bifnim v'rechavis mi b'chutz, because it's the oyer that was in the Beis HaMikdash that was going out, lahoyer to the oylam. It's a fakerta matzv. So why are we talking lighting the menorah though? The medrash continues, there's another shtickle there. A menorah like a mushal. The Rabbani Shlomo says that the embassy doesn't need the or because he's kulay or, but he dafka wants us to be mayor for him. That's bezunda tevayz the chavivus of Klal Yisrael, that we're mayor for him. It means a mushal, a pikeach and a suma. A blind person was going with a person that could see, they were going by derech. And when they're getting towards the end of the derech, they're entering the house, the Pikeach tells the Suma to light a candle for him. So the Suma says, well, my high, the whole time you were taking me. He says, you're right, the whole time I was taking you and I was mayor for you. I want you should also feel good that you did for me. You're going to be mayor for me. Thus is the marshal. Ba'alois chasaneiros, Rashi starts off, if this was Nismachat to the parsha of the Nesiim, because when Aaron HaKohen saw that the Nesiim were all zoicha to be mated and to be makrid, the karbonis of the Nesiim, chol shadaitoi, Aaron had chalisha sadas. So Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayecha shelcha gedoyl mishalahem. Chayecha, the lashon of a shvua, chayecha shelcha gedoyl mishalahem. You're going to be zoicha to be mamet the neiris. Mezatibah from Menachem Mendel Mivorki, he read the Rashi differently. Chayecha! Segeter on in Levin, I see you have such chalishas hadas, this is so important for you, it's your whole life. Then shelcha gedoyim shalehen. And that's toch a big yisoid in Avodas Hashem, in Ruchnius, in Liman HaTorah. It's how important it is to you. Chayecha, segeter on in Levin. Now there's a vikuach what a masmin is, whether it's someone that learns 12 or 18 hours a day, or there's another nusach, someone that learns taka the full 60 minutes of the hour. Mezaktiba for Rabbi Zalman, that he said the hagdar of a masman is loyze v'loyze, it's what is the kaveya that he'll close his gemara. For what, well, how important can something be that, oh, that's a siberi of a tamach in the gemara. I think there's another nakuda here. It's chayecha, that how important it is, because it's gate around 11. It's other things aren't interesting, you're not interested in them, because the sugya, pshat in the Rambam, pshat in the sugya, does is chayecha, does is the kihem chayenu, it's pashat, Nothing else is Taifas Makim. Or like upon him, if we're holding on a Madrega, that there are still other things that are Taifas Makim. But the Arbit of Ibn Tayyib is to, if you would make a pie chart of the different things that are Taifas Makim by you, different things, everyone has different things that are, over the Arbit is to upgrade that Afanemis, the Sugi Alein, that's Farnemzi. Vayas Kain Aaron, Rashi says, Vayas Kain Aaron, Lahagit Shvachi Shal Aaron, Shaloi Shino. Somebody shot him, the Sfasema says, Shaloi Shino, in Lashon of Geschlafenheit. He didn't do it, Shena. He did it with a Levedekite, even not the first time. He didn't get Farshlafen from the Mitzvah. Keseder, he did it with a Levedekite. Shaloi Shena. There's a shot from the Malbim, very interesting. The Eibishter created a light. He created an oyer. Not just the light of the sun. The sun was on the fourth day. In the beginning, he created by Yor. There was an oyer that was only there for 36 hours. And then the Eibishter decided he's going to be going as the oyer for the tzaddik and lasad lovin. And where was he going as it? He was going as it for the tzaddik and lasad lovin. Where was he going as the oyer? In the Torah. That oyer was for 36 hours. It was nignaz in the 36 mesechtes of the Torah. And there's also mavur. It was nicknamed in the oyer of the menorah. The oyer of the menorah is that oyer hagomus. On Chanukah there's 36 neiros. Also, 36. Akoponim. The oyer was nicknamed in the menorah and in the Torah. The menorah is Torah. The fascinating idea. Zok the Malbim. If you look at Sheishes Yimei Bereishis Keseder, it says Vayom Elokim Yehi Rakia Vayehi Kain Vayom Elokim Yehi Mayim Vayehi Kain Vayom Elokim Yehi Or Vayehi Or. Doesn't say Vayehi Kain. Why not? Because the Eibishter was Mashana. He didn't do it the way it was originally planned. He was Mashana, and he was going as the Or. So Vayom Elokim Yehi Or, but it wasn't by Yehi Kain. He was Mashana. Where was he Mashana? He was going as the Or in the Menorah. Vayas Kain Aaron, Melamed Shvachay Shaloi Shino. That Or, that the Eibishter was Mashana, that therefore it didn't say by Yehi Kain, Vayas Kain Aaron. Over here, Taka, it's the Or. The Oyer HaGonus is here in that Menorah. And Chassam Sofer said under Nakuda, what's the Pshat? Malam and Shvachin Shal Aaron Shaloi Shino. Menorah is Torah, and Menorah is a Segula for Torah. Ketoires is a Segula for Ashiris. And Aaron every day lit the Menorah. Efshah one day, once in his lifetime, he should not light the Menorah, instead be the one that's mocked the Ketoires. The Kohen Gadol could do it. Noitul Chelik Barosh. One time you should have picked the option of doing the school of Ketoires, Ashiris. No. I feel ain't momish. Melamin Shaleshina. Keseda Normanoir. Normanoir. Not the school of Ashiris. Doesn't the disciple said it's the school of the being a Sandik is like Ketoires, as they stay in the Ramah, and it's the school of Rashi. The disciple was Sandik many times. So they asked him, what's the shot? Where's the Ashiris? So he pointed to the Kehilas Yaakov on the shelf. Yesh Meforashim, that was Ashiris that he was able to put out Zohar Sforim. Yesh Meforashim that he meant that's his Parnasa. He was Misparnas from the Mechiras Sforim. That was There's another shot. Malamit Shaleshino, Aaron, on the first day over here on the Avoidah of the embassy, became an Oinein. His sons died, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him that Tzivoy Apo Piken Ben Amikdash Lo Yetze. He should stay in the next Amikdash. But who says he has to light the menorah? No, Malamit Shaleshino. Even in the Shveres to Matzav, Aveilus, Aninus, under Shver Matzav, whatever it is, Torah is in every Matzav. Sabaitachnish, the Matzav, whatever it was, Malamit Shvachish Aaron Shaleshino. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskashe to make him the menorah. The Goyin explains, because the menorah of Emes is mesama all the different chochmas and all the different madregas. That's the shiva kani menorah is the shiva chochmas, and the gufa menorah is the Torah itself, because all the shar chochmas is also munach in the menorah, and it's all miksha achas. It's one. It's not kroim. It's not chalokim. It's one big miksha achas. But the Goyin says that, you know, this chamishim sha'orim of Chochmah, the menorah, the etzem, like this, he says, there's seven kanim, there's 11 kaftoirim, 9 prochim, and 22 gevim. Sach hakol, that's 49. And then there's the Guf HaMenorah Alein, that's the 50th. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to know the 49 Shari Chochma, but he didn't know the 50th Shar. V'tachsereyu ma'at, Melikim. So Moshe was niskashe with Asiyas Guf HaMenorah. The Prochem, Kaftarim, Givim, everything that's Asachak of the 49 he was holding thereby. Oh, but he was niskashe with the Guf, the Shar HaMishim. And that's the different part of the Menorah. There is an interesting remez. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yutes, Pesach Dvorecha Yoir. Pesach Dvorecha Yoir. The beginning of your words are Meir. So there's a Shein Remez. The Pesach Dvorecha means the first pasuk in each one of the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. The first pasuk in Bereishis has seven words. That's connected to seven Kanan. The first pasuk in Sefer Shmois has 11 words. Connected to 11 Kaftorim. The first pasuk in Vayikra has 9 words. Connected the 9 prochen. The first pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar has 18 words. That's connected to 18 tfachim of the Menorah. That wasn't part of the cheshbon of the Goyim, but it's 18 tfachim. And the first pasuk Pesach Dvarecha Yoyim in Chumash Dvarim is 22, connected to 22 Gevim. Now it's interesting. The remez for the one in Bamidbar is that there's 18 words connected to 18 tfachim of the Menorah. There's an interesting shtickle. In the Hemshech HaParsha, you have the Parsha Pesach Sheni, the first pasuk, when it starts with that over there, it says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai, Bashona HaShenis, L'tzeisim Eretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh HaRishon, the first month of the second year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year in the Midbar. The beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Perak Aleph, 2 weeks ago, Bamidbar starts off, it was the second month, b'chodesh HaSheni. So the Gemara asks, it's not Lepid HaSeder, Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah. Because it really, Sefer Bamidbar should have started with this parsha. It happened Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The beginning of Bamidbar is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's the wrong Seder. So the Gemara says, Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah. Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah. Gemara Pesachim. Davov. So, the Nemukhi Agriv in the back, in the Pesachim Davov, the Shein Azach, says, we know there's a remez that the first Pesach in Bamidbar has to be 18 words. That's for the 18th Tvachim. First pasuk in Bamidbar has 18 words. This pasuk over here in Perek Tes only has 15 words. It's not, anyways, can't start a Sefer Bamidbar with that. And it's a Moreh de Gazach. What's that Gemara in Pesachim doing? It's talking about Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah. It's mamash connected to the previous Gemara. We know there's a machloikis. If you're supposed to learn about halacha 30 days before the Chag, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, and the other Mandama says no, only 2 weeks, because you see here Pesach Sheni, they learned 2 weeks before. How do you know it was 2 weeks before? How do you know it was Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says there's a Gzeres Shov. It says here Bamidbar Sinai, and it says in Perak Aleph, Bamidbar Sinai. That teaches us that we know it was Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we learn out this halacha 2 weeks before. If this would have been Perak Tes, would have been the first pasuk of Bamidbar, and instead we would have added in the words Echad LaChodesh, then Fakeret, we wouldn't need Gzeres Shov, and in fact we would have had 18 words in this pasuk in Perak Tes. And that's good for the Cheshvan that the Gemara says that that's why we make the Chodesh, that it's Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah. Now, going straight into Taka Perak Tes. So Rashi brings Taka the Gemara Pesachim that really this parsha was first because it happened Rosh Chodesh Nisan that they came to complain Lomani Gora that they came to complain that they also want to bring a Pesach Sheni. So Rashi says really this should have been in the beginning because it's Chodesh Nisan. But Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah. And then Rashi continues V'lomalei Pesach Bazu. Why Taka didn't we start Sefer Bamidbar with this parsha? And Rashi doesn't answer because there's no 18 word. But Rashi asks V'lomalei Pesach Bazu. Mipnei Shu Gnusan Shel Yisrael. All the years, the 40 years they were in the Midbar, they only brought one carbon Pesach. It's Gnus and Shal Yisrael that they didn't bring a carbon Pesach every year. So first of all, it's interesting. Rashi starts off Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah. All other places where Rashi brings Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah, he doesn't right away ask afterwards. V'lama, lama kacha, Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah. So the Kehilas Yitzchak says a different shot. Rashi, v'lama is Rashi Tevis. It's Lefi Medrash Hagadol. Rashi is saying, Pasha Pshad is Ein Mukdem HaMokhar BaTorah. U Lefi Medrash Hagadah V'lom is Rashi Tevis. The Lefi Medrash Hagadah Loi Pasach Bazu because it's Gnus and Shal Yisrael. Vinit V'Rashi says that it's Gnus and Shal Yisrael because they didn't bring a carbon Pesach all the 40 years in the Midbar. Shtel Tzich D'Shaila, why not? Why didn't the Yidden bring a carbon Pesach all the 40 years in the Midbar? So Tosfos of Kedusha Dachlan Zayin Shtel Zavek, an interesting Meister. When did the mitzvah of carbon Pesach start? The Torah says, V'emes in Parshas Bo, Kisavoy Ola Oretz, that you're going to bring a carbon Pesach. And we know, the Gemara says, sometimes when it says, Kisavoy Ola Oretz, it's coming to teach you that the mitzvah only starts when they enter Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes it just means asay mitzvah zu, even in the midbar, kadesh shetizkel likonis teretz Yisrael. So Klaus Tosis, Karban Pesach be'etzem was only like achar knisa la'aretz, or no, it was already noyig in the midbar. And the Mamon Shach Fret Tosis, if it was taka not noyig till they entered Eretz Yisrael, so then why did they mock it this year, the second year that they were in the midbar? And you can't ask me what's the Gnus and Shal Yisrael if they're not chayv till the end of Eretz Yisrael. That's good for the Gnus and Shal Yisrael, that they got stuck in the midbar for 40 years because of the Chayt Meraglim. Meaning they're not chayv till the end of Eretz Yisrael. But that's good for the Gnus, that they were stuck in the midbar and by default didn't make it. But why did they bring it that first year? And if Taka Fakir, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is even in the midbar, why Taka didn't they bring it all those 40 years? So Tosis and Kedusha Lamed Zayin says he's not sure, he's Masufik. And he gives two options. Either Taka, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, only starts when they enter Eretz Yisrael. Kisavayu la'aretz. Why did they bring a Karban Pesach the second year? And also it's important they brought a Karban Pesach the last year before they entered. He says it was Hayros Shah. It wasn't the Iker thing. So the Meshech Chachma says, what's the Hayros Shah? Karban Pesach is connected to Avayt Zorah. Mishchu, Kulach, and Tzoyin, and take yourself away from the Avayt Zorah of Mitzrayim, from the Avayt Zorah of the Goyim. The first year over here in the Midbar was right after the Chet Ego. They needed a Bezundru Hayros Shah Pesach. And the year right before they're entering was Chet of Baal Peor, and that's why there was a Mazundra Karban Pesach. So that's going with the first gang that Be'etzem, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, starts with Knisa La'aretz. And the Karban Pesach of here, this year, of the second year here, was a Hirasho. Then Tosis goes, Pum Faket. Be'emes, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, started right away. And the years of the midbar of the Emes, there was also a din of Karban Pesach. So why didn't they bring a Karban Pesach the other 38 years? And it's Gnusan Shal Yisrael that they didn't, even though they were Mechoyiv, because they weren't Mohol. They weren't mohel, they were arelim, because they weren't able to mal themselves. And those that were already mohel, but they weren't able to mal their kids. And milas bonav is ma'akiv. Why weren't they mal? Because it says, le'nosh v'ruach tzfainis. Why wasn't le'nosh v'ruach tzfainis? Because they were in cheirim. Why were they in cheirim? Machlekes Rashi Tosis and Yevamos, Daf Ayin Beis, if it wasn't because of the chet ha'egel or the chet meraglim. Or Ravina, that's the cheshbon. The 38 years they didn't bring the Karban Pesach because they didn't have Ruach Tzfainis, therefore they couldn't do Mila, and they were Arelim, and as Arelim they weren't Makar of the Karban Pesach. So that's the Suffolk and Tosis. If the reason they weren't Makar of Karban Pesach all the 38 years in the Midbar is because the Mitzvah really only starts till they enter Eretz Yisrael, and Lefizeh, the Gnus Shal Yisrael is thus alain that they were stuck in the Midbar, or no, because they were Arelim. The Stipler in Birchas Peretz says his own shot. He says, the reason why the Yidden weren't Makav Karban Pesach all 38 years in the Midbar is because the Gemara says, there's a story, the Gemara says in Pesachim with Rabbi Yehuda, who was in Netzivim. And there was a guy that was faking it out that he's the Yid, and he went to the Makav Karban Pesach, and he came to Chepar Rabbi Yehuda Beseira, see, I went, and I was Makav Karban Pesach, they didn't know who I was, so he faked him, and he told him, go tell them next year, you went from the Alya. And of course he asked for the Alya, they chapped it was a guy, and they killed him. The shaila is why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira himself wasn't oil the regal. But why wasn't he oil the regal? Tosis asked the kasha fitrutzim. Tosis says that one you saw it because Misha ain't like karka is potter from Karban Pesach. Chiddush in Tosis. Misha ain't like karka is potter from Karban Pesach. Zot the stipler. The first year that the Yidden are entering Eretz Yisrael over here, they're still planning to go into Eretz Yisrael, and this door Hamidbar has a chiluk in Eretz Yisrael. But afterwards, when it was nigzar on them that Shom Yamusu, that they're going to die in the Midbar, and it's the next generation that's going to go into Eretz Yisrael, come to realize that this Dora Midbar is Eimlehem Karka, the Eretz Yisrael. Misha Eimle Karka is Potter from Karban Pesach. That's why they were Potter from Karban Pesach all those years. I saw the Haflos as a different shot. The reason they weren't Makar of Karban Pesach all those years, because it says in the Pasuk, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisou. And therefore they didn't know if the Anani Kavod would suddenly start traveling, they would have to travel. And if they're Makrib or Karban Pesach, and 10 minutes later the Anani Kavod tell them to start moving, it's going to be Nifsal B'yotze. And that's why this year, the second year, they were able to be Makrib, because it was Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, it's before in the Cheshbon. So on Shabbos, the Anani Kavod didn't go. So on Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, you're able to be Makrib or Karban Pesach. Azoi, Macht, the Haflo, Moshe Nechel. There was this, the Anoshim Shayut Meim on Nefesh Adam, it's a machloikis in the Gemara and Sukkah, who these people were. But they were Tomei, and they said, Lomani Gora. That's almost like the beginning of the Parsha, Chayecha. They were zeh undergang in 11. Lama nigara, why should we wear so off? We don't want to miss out on the mitzvah. Lama nigara. So there's a parasha Pesach Sheni. Interesting, my saying the Rashi. Rashi says, when he talks about the gather of Pesach Sheni, Rashi says, Pesach Sheni, you could have matzah and chametz in your house. It's not a yomtif. V'ein iser chametz, ela imay b'achilosei. There's no iser to eat chametz, only while you're eating it. Meaning you're allowed to have chametz in your house and eat chametz during Pesach Sheni, but while you're eating the carbon Pesach not. Chametz u'matzah v'bayis, ein shom yomtif. V'ein iser chametz, ela imay b'achilosei. There's no iser of chametz, only while you're eating it. Frektim en cheschinach. Where's this iser to eat chametz while you're eating it? If there's no iser of chametz, it's not really Pesach. Why is it usher to eat the chametz even while you're eating it, the Karban Pesach itself? So there's a pilpul, it's a chatzitza, it's a dover, a meshus, a vatel, but if he's a, you shouldn't eat potato chips also. What's this isra of chametz? So the Mechas Chinuch mutches on it, he comes over the pshat, and the Hagoy is from Rav Shach, and the Mechas Chinuch, he thinks on the Mechas Chinuch, a famous shtickle. He says, Rashi never said it, he reads the Rashi differently, that you're allowed to eat chametz. He reads the Rashi, the niggin is different. Chametz Pesach she'eni chametz amatzi ima v'bayis. Ain't she'en yomtif. V'ein is the chametz, there's no is the chametz at all. Ella, rather, ima v'achilasa, even while you're eating it. Ella, ima v'achilasa. Pumfaket. Machloikis mechaschinach. And Rashi, what's the niggin of the Rashi? Ain is the chametz. And the mechaschinach says, ain is the chametz, except ima v'achilasa is in his house. And Rashi says, no, ain is the chametz. Ella, faket. Ima v'achilasa, even while you're eating it, you could eat the chametz. Santa Machloikis, the niggin from Rashi. When the Pesukim say the din of Pesach Sheni, the Pasuk says an interesting lashon, Ve'ish asher utar uvaderech loy hoya, meaning if you were far away and you had an oinus, so you're going to bring a Pesach Sheni. But an ish that was tar and he was not on the derech, and nevertheless he was chadal from last is Pesach, he's going to get kors. So I saw from Rabbi Kiveger and from the Goyim, each one says it's the same side, but again the niggin is different. Like there's a bitzam and nagin like the pasuk. They both said a vort. Rabbi Kveger reads it. Vayish asher hu tahar, someone who's tahar, someone who's on a madrega that he stays the tahara, uva derech loy hoya. He wasn't on the derech. He stayed in the bismedrash. If you stay in the bismedrash, you'll stay on your madrega. You go outside, you don't know what's out there. Bekveger hat nicht gewusst. Der kann sein am Matzev in Spete de Gedeures, in Ikvis de Mashiach, a person could be in the Mismanish. And it's the Derech Hoya. It's in all other places. Da machen hat vieles a Derech. Aber there was a Musik mit Leit in the Mismanish. Ish asher hutar! Uva Derech Loi Hoya! He didn't go on the Derech, he blinded in the Mismanish. There's a Mishnah Pirkei Yodis, Amar Rav Yosi ben Kisma. And he started convincing me to maybe come to his city. And he said, no, Rav Yosef ben Kisma tzachichach, no. Afilu at the noisim li elef alf edin reizoh, ein anidor elef amokam toira, shenemar, toivu teres picha me alf izoh v'chesu. But what's the lashon of the mission in the beginning? Om Rav Yosef ben Kisma. Pam achas hayisi mahalach baderech. One time. Most of the time he was in Mishmerish. One time, a roisim tir. He was in the derech. Right away, the Odom Echad. Came ready to chapel with him. From the Goyen I saw, it's the same story, but he reads it differently. V'ha'ish asher hutar uva'derech. You think that you can stay with the har even though you're on the derech? Loi hoya. Sinizda hazazach. Loi hoya. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. If we'll steigen, it has to be in the besmeret shalem. Now mitzad sheni, b'chol eifin, we do leave the kaisel besmeret. People go home, people go shopping, chveis, I don't know, people do things, yeah. The Emes is the best places in the Bismedrash. Avada, it's Gevaldik is up to learn in the house also, but then I saw, and you're supposed to, Avada, Stufen Amen, she said. There's a Bazundra Mile in the Kois of Bismedrash. I heard from the Kois of the once, he says, Behind lo yadu duruchli. In the Haim, behind lo yadu duruchli. In the Bismedrash. Avada mitzat sheni, in the Haim oichet. Have to learn. Mitzat shlishi, even when a person's tak on the derech, a person's also supposed to learn. says in the parasha, in the Hemshech, it says, Al pi Hashem yachin, al pi Hashem yisol, murder the Gevurah, Mesat Mereva, the oil. The Gevurah says in Tainas, Daf Yud, that Yosef told the brothers, Al tirgusu baderech, and once that means, don't start handling B'dvar Halacha, because you're going to get fablunged on the derech. Fret the Gemara, in Tainas, Daf Yud. You're not supposed to learn on the derech. V'amar avbrechia, shnei talmidi chachomim, shahayim halchem aderech, ve'ein b'neim divrei toira, ru'uyim li'sorei, brings the pasuk. You have to learn on the derech. It's a kefer l'chazach, you don't learn by derech. V'olat l'chav aderech. So the Gemara, yeah, but you can get fablunjit. So the Teretz is, zok the Gemara, hola nigras, hola iyun. There's a difference between learning b'kiyas and learning b'iyun. If you're the one driving, then, you know, seken tzach mishler and azor, the b'iyun. But if you're able to, then avad the b'iyun. Zok the Sam Rebbe. When the Dora was in the Midbar, they didn't have any problems with traveling, with the Tirgus Aderech. It was Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol. Just like by the Chaniyah, also by the Hasor. The Anani Kavod were taking care of it. It was like you could learn B'iyan even by Derech. When the Dora in Midbar, it was a matter of Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisol. There was no chiluk if it was B'shas Chaniyah or B'shas Nasiyah. It was all the same. Ain't standing to learn. We spoke about this Nuchsech a few weeks ago. State in the Chukosai Teilechu. Shetiyu Ameil and Batoira. Ameilus Batoira is Nimdad when it's Teilechu. If a person is on a Madrega, that even when it's Teilechu, he's still holding in the Shverer Rambam that he was holding in the middle of the Seder. Avada, hold on to a pocket Mishnayis. It's a good Zach. It's on the way. But there's a Madrega to Techavi then. Mahalach Vaitra in the same Sugya. Kashav Yachamu can you sow? It's all the same. It's all the same. It's one Shtendikal learning. Chaim Kanievsky, in his younger years, would go for Sandikoyis, wherever, to a different city, Yerushalayim, does. He would go. To be a Sandik, he would go. School of Rashidus. So they once asked him, what's a Bittul Torah? He says, Nein, Gevaldik, I learn in the car. He said, yeah, but you say Bittul Torah be'echus. He said, no. Salanzach the Zelda. Kasher Yachanu can you sow? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when they were coming from Shanghai, they were coming, they were on a boat. And there was a bacha standing on the top, on the deck, in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of nowhere. And a bacha called out, where are we? And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz looked up and says, Shmaitzer Gimel Perek Zayin. That's what he was up to. He wrote a kuntres on Shem Shmaitzer, on the boat. Kashiv Yachim can you sow? David Manzitzal, who's Nifter last year, was very sick with the Sof Yomot. And it was Mamash Lakrata Sof. He was very sick. He was in the hospital in Rambam Hospital in Haifa. And he was very nimble and nim. He was sometimes sleeping, sometimes waking up. He wasn't in Gansen by Zich. So one time he woke up and they asked, where are we? So he told him, in Rambam. He said, Velech Rambam. Velech is Rambam Hospital. He said, where are you? He said, in Rambam. He said, Velech Rambam. Velech Rambam. Kasher Yachanu, can you sow? Ain't standing to learn. The Emes, Pi Hashem Yachanu, Pi Hashem Yisow, and this is Meshach Shaychi. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Taf Amar Aleph, Soyser al manas livnois bim koima yi soyser. From malachas soyser, we learn at the malachas from the Mishkan, it's only if you soyser it al manas livnois in the same place. But if you soyser something, al manas livnois shaloi bim koima, it's not the malacha. The tzur of the malacha is soyser al manas livnois bim koima. Frekti Gemara, the makor of malachas soyser is from the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, every time they were soyser in one place, they took apart the Mishkan, and they rebuilt it in another place. They had the membeis masois. So if you're learning it out from the Mishkan, Adarabba, there's a makar from the Mishkan that says Al Manas Livnois Shalayim Kaimai is a malacha. So the Gemara is the Kasha, entered the Gemara, cryptic Gemara. Kivan the Chsiv Al Pi Hashem Yachanu Al Pi Hashem Yisow Kisoyser Al Manas Livnois Bim Kaimai Dami. So what's meant? The Maisa, they were Yisow Mechashmoina Vayachanu Bim Kaimai Dami. I mean, in Parshas Masa, they went from one place to another. It was never in the same place. Kasha Yachanu Ken Yisow, what's meant? There's a mahal, they say from Avtoli, under a say. If a mother is carrying a baby, and she's going shopping, she's going different places, she's going stuck. But where's the baby? The baby's always in the same place. The baby's in his mother's arms. The mother went shopping, as always, she went here, she went there. Kasher Yisa Ha'uman Es Hayoinik. Klal Yisrael and the Dor HaMidbar was by the Rabbanu Shlomo. Al Pi Hashem Yachno, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. They were in the same place, as that place, as that place. They were in the same place. They were in this Rois HaShechina. That's what the Gemara means. Al Pi Hashem Yachno, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael, with Kisoy Shem Lizlum Koimidom. A mensch lit mit der Rabbanu Shlomo, mit der Shvei Rambam, mit der Sugya, Yisrael bei Reisem, kut Shabrichu Chadu. Kasher Yachno, Ken Yisrael, and ain't learning, and ain't mit der Rabbanu Shlomo. That's Kisoyser Amanas Livnois Bimkoy Megam. Murder the Kisoyt. The emissary of Benachanan of the Afanor says a different shot. He says because even though the Nani Kavod always took, not told him to go somewhere else, but it could be that the Nani Kavod would take a go and then bring them back to the same place. It never happened. As we state in Parshas Masa, it never says Vayisum Mechashmoyne Vayachan Bechashmoyne. No, it's always from somewhere else. But it could have been Zakar Benachanan Chiddush, a Chiddush in El Kashabas. If someone decides to something, Amanas Livnois it, whatever someone else will tell him. And it could be that someone else will tell him to do it in the same place. Could be not. That would still be considered a Manas Levis from Koyim. It's a Chiddush in Elchah Shabbos, in Malachas. But it's been a Chananos from Shabbos. But the Velt Mazok Tiba, this is Yisoyt. So Yachnu Ken Yisoyt. You have the Chatzoytzris. The Chatzoytzris had many Matoris. It was also to be Ma'asif, the Klal Yisroel. It was to be Ma'oirer by an Eis Tzora. It was to be Menagin by the Karbonis, and had various Matoris. Some of them were only for the Dor HaMidbar, and some of them were even the Doiris by the Karbonis, by Eis Tzora. The Emes Tamagat Avrami asks, why does Man Hazeh, the Eis Tzora, we don't, why is no Din Chatzoytzris? Why don't we do Chatzoytzris? Shtey, it's in England, Mahariya, the Chatzoytzris, by an Eis Tzora. Why is not Noik, because Man Hazeh, Magan Avram Fretzai. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdosh, Avar is going to be Chatzoytzris by the Karbonis. Eis Tzora there won't be. Over, I was thinking, I don't know, the other inyan of the Chatzoytzris was to call in the whole people. They won't, the Chayra, I mean, you have to know inside the Pesukim of HaKol Ne'es Hashem, that the Tzura of the Beis HaMikdosh has to be exact, but there won't be central air conditioning. And a what's it called, system? You could call people from the intercom, won't be an intercom. They'll say, we need more Kahanim and left. I don't know if they'll need Chatzoytzris. They won't be able to be... There's a problem with using modern technology. The tzura, the smegus, it has to be exact, but maybe you could work it out. And I'm sure there shouldn't be central air conditioning and an intercom system. But this other inim Chatzoytzris is ma'ayr of tzara, and the other inim is for karbonis. The Gemara says in Menachos, all the kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu made are good l'dayrus also, but not the Chatzoytzris. The Chatzoytzris that Moshe Rabbeinu made is only Lishah, only for Moshe Rabbeinu's Kufa, not Ladoirus. What's the type that the Chatzoytzris, right, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Menorah, Aaron, Kalim, they were able to use them Ladoirus. Chatzoytzris is only Moshe. So it was one shot because Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din Melech, and the Chatzoytzris was a, besides that it was all those Mataras, it was a protesting thing of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu as Melech is calling the Olam, says Amen. Ein Mishtamshin B'Shavita Shel Melech. Satmar Rebbe said once, there's no more Chatzoytzris after Moshe, that original Chatzoytzris of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's Chatzoytzris was a Moshe de Gazach. Moshe Rabbeinu gave one tut, one blow, one blows, and the ganze Klal Yisrael was me'asav svihoi. You don't have it anymore. Azam Musi, kulam svihoi. Chatzoytzris of Moshe is not what there is. Sinisht. Rav Matasiel Salomon, in his first shmooze, when he came to Lakewood, the Psicha Shmuz. Erish the moment when he came to be the Mashgiach in Lakewood, he said, a Taich, Chatzoytzris of Moshe, not Ludoiris. He says, a Chatzoytzris is to be Ma'oirer. To be Ma'oirer by a Tzora, to be Ma'oirer by the carbon, to be Ma'oirer to stop Tzutzutzut to the carbon, to be Ma'asif everyone, to make a Soirus. Every door needs a different Soirus. Every door has its own Nisyonis, every door has its own Matziv. And every door needs the egg of Chatzoytzris. The Chatzoytzris of Moshe was a Moshe Rabbeinu's door. Chatzoytzris is l'oyer, and kol door v'nesiyonoysavhu, the kol door v'hisoyeroysavhu. And that's the taich, Chatzoytzris of Moshe, not the door. It's not the Yisoyev. steht weiter, Vayishma Moshe Sa'om Boichel Mishpachoysov, and they were crying, Al Iskei, Arise, that they found out now that some of the Noshim are also to them. Fretim Arau, why talk are they also? Gershin is Gayer Kekotin Shenoilad Domi. And therefore, if it's Gersh and Isgar, Kekotin Shenoilad Domi, Lechayra, they're not related. If someone was married to one of the Kroivim, Lechayra, why is there a problem of Boichel and Mishpachoysov? It's Gersh and Isgar, Kekotin Shenoilad Domi. So the Maral says in Yesoy, Bibaldi was Kofalim Har Kegigis. In the Geris of Kofalim Har Kegigis, there's no Kekotin Shenoilad Domi. You know what the Taich is? It's a shvacher geiris. It's a chush in the geiris because it was bekfir. I once heard a different day. I don't know if it's what the Maral says, but I've said their hair. It was a geiris of everyone together. It was all under the same gigas. It was under the same har. So it's the umagar tzamen. Mit duchsech, subis, mit oiske kamen once a chiddush. One of the in the shiti yishona, in the sugi of ger koton, that there's a shaila the mishnah mazuchin. We have a case of a ger that's not related or is related to his mishpacha. There was a musig of a mishpacha that was magar tzamen. And that's why he's still related to his family. I wanted to think it's the end of this kachon of the beit. Mishpachas is zamin legayim. That's what this is. Oh, but that's the morality story that the balta was kofalim har kegigis. So there's no gersh in his gar kachon of them. That is interesting. The meshachokh say pum fakert. Meshachokh in parshas Veschanon. It says Moshe Rabbeinu told them shuvu lachem lo aleichem. So the meshachokh says this is the makor. Because the Eibusha says Shuvu Lechem Lalechem, everyone can go back to their families. Maybe someone was married to someone that's a Kroivim. Either Rabbi, that's what was Neschadish here. Ger Tekotin Shenoyudam. Say weiter, Meshach Shaychi, Zen. Miriam, Matadaber Miriam. Lashon Hara, and she got Saras. So she was sober for 7 days because she had Saras. Zog the Gemara in Zvachim, the Kuf Beis. Who was Soiger Miriam? The din by Saras is when you have the neg, you have to go to a Koyin. And the Koyin has to decide and the machlit that you have to be behesker for 7 days. Frek the Gemara, me Sogar, me Hisker as Miriam. Listen to a Gemara. Zvachim Kuf Beis. Mi Hizkir es Miriam. Moshe. Moshe is a Zor. Moshe is Nishkin Koyin. It has to be a Koyin. Moshe is Nishkin Koyin. Aaron. Aaron is a Koyin. But he's a Korav. He's Miriam's brother. There's a din, a Mishnah. Korav can't be. Ain't them Roya Nigga Atzmai. Ain't them Roya Nigga Kroiva. Aaron is a Korav. They frack the Gemara. Moshe is a Zor. Aaron is a Korav. Ella, Kavod Gadol Nasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miriam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Kohen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that was masking Miriam. It's before the Kama Gemara, Eivus does a din Kohen. Eivus does a din Kohen. So, that's the Shachar Matari. The Emes of the Menchus Chinuch asks, why couldn't someone else be see the Nega, and then Aaron will just paskin it, meaning, even if you have a Kohen who's a Korav, let someone else make the decision, and then the Kohen should just say, Tomei. So the Menchus Chinuch spires like, it doesn't work like that. The Kohen has to be the one that's Ma'ayin and Machal did it, and Aaron is a Korav. Then the Marsha asks, what about Pinchas? Does the Machalik say Pinchas was already a Kohen before Kohen Shinus? So he says, Pinchas is also not good, it's a Mishpacha also, it's his great aunt. It's a Shlishi, Rishon B'Shlishi. So Pinchas also couldn't be the one to see the neck. Frank the Marsha, say the Shachar Matari again. Who was Masgir Miriam? Moshe Rabbeinu? Is a Zor and Aaron who's a Kohen but is a Korev and ain't other Roya Nigay Korev, so how did be a Kodesh Baruch? In fact, the Marsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is also a Korev. What's the Shach of Atari? Yes, and Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Kohen and Aaron is a Korev. Moshe Rabbeinu is also a Korev. Is Ichmishtainus the Gemara is ready in Yaturach in levels. Moshe Rabbeinu, besides that he's a Korev, is not even a Kohen Bechlau and Aaron, so that's who is a Korev. Or the Mashal Frank is for Akasha. So Mazok Diver, the Ostrov Tzagoin, says the Maral, we spoke out before, the Maral says, then why is there, isn't there Geret HaKotin Shanoel Adami by Geris of Klal Yisrael by Arsinai? So the Maral said, because it was Kofalim Har Kigigis, so they were all under the Har. Azar Geris is no HaKotin Shanoel Adami. Okay, Al Sezam. Zokta Shtrof, so Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the mountain. She was on top. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not related to Miriam. Geret HaKotin Shanoel Adami. Moshe Rabbeinu is not is Geret HaKotin Shanoel Adami. It's Medik the Grav, the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Zor, it's a coin. Karim is an Ish. Aaron is a coin. He's a coin, but he's a Karim. As I said, Lemaisa, if you have an Ayin, and Shem Shmaitza, in the Hakdoma, Shem Shmaitza has a Rizika Hakdoma, in Agartha. Goes if you say the Aleph base, and then more Oisius, more Rizika Chedushim, and Popul, and Nifloim. Shem Shmaitza has a whole Cheshvin, like having this story with Aaron and Miriam and Moshe, Gansa back and forth Shakavatari, why Miriam was a Messiah now. Toicha Dvorim, give a good kutan in the Cheshboinus of the Shev Shmaitza. It's a word he's learning, not like that. He makes the Cheshboinus that there was Ger Kakonshina, that there was no Ger Kakonshina, and he cut Moshe Rabbeinu also. So that's a Chesamachloik, it's Mashoich, Mashoprek the Chesh. A component, that's the Cheshboinus, the Gabe Kakonshina, and Mufir Ois. In Rambam, in Soif Hilchas Tumas Tsaras, says Moiridik, how important the inyan of saying Lashon Hara is from Miriam, that she was Madaba Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu. Fetra B'chonon in Kovitz Oris in the Biurei Agadotis, Fetra B'chonon, Miriam was Moir that Moshe Rabbeinu was just as much as them, right? She's telling Aaron, V'chirak Ach B'moshe Diber Alekim Alegam Bono Diber. We're Nevi'im, he's a Navi, what's the difference? He has to be Perishmash, they us not, we're also Nevi'im. And the Avisa came back and was Megala and said, no, there's a big difference. Moshe Rabbeinu is Pel, the Adaber boy, the Marav Eloi B'chidus, Moshe Rabbeinu is Aspaklari Am'ira, it's a different Darag of Nevuah, it's Taka right, it's a Tachkefodet, Rifresh Me'ishtai, it's not the same thing. But I say, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah. That Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Cholot B'yasoidi from the other Nevi'im. It's not a Prat. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah. Was his Yisoidim Ari Kodesh from the Rishonim, from the Goyim already, that is Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah. There's other sheet, other Cheshbonis. It's Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah. Rambam. Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah. How is the Rambam drinking Oisei that Miriam, Knesh of Lashon Hara, and he wants to drink Oisei, it's the Indian of Lashon Hara. She was going against one of the Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah. Zokra B'chonah, Mered Gazach. Where was Nischadish this Ikri Amunah? That Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu is Cholok. Over here in this parsha. When Aaron and Miriam were having the Shakabataria, the Chirak Moshe, Halaygambon of Diber, it wasn't the Schadish yet, the Yisoid, this Iker Amunah that Moshe Rabbeinu was calling. This was the Schadish now to Miriam. So Avada, when the Rambam learns out what was the Avla of Miriam that we learned that she was Nenash Betzaras, it was for Lashon Hara. The fuck, she spoke about Moshe, Nifresh Parash Mishnah. It came because of the Avla of the Iker Amunah. It wasn't Iker Amunah yet. Avada, not that it was the Schadish Iker Amunah. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The voice Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, but the Tvi on Miriam of the Tzaras, Avad the Blaipus that the Rambam learns out is Yisoy Kuloy Al Taras Lashon Hora. Not the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu.